What I'd like to first start off with is, Mr. Downing, if you could just tell me a little bit more about the radicalization process within the prisons themselves. Can you kind of comment on that and how someone becomes radicalized?
Inside the prison systems, well, it's not too far from how a gang member goes through the process to become a gang member, where there's an orientation, there's an identification, there's an indoctrination process, and then there's a type of radicalization that goes through. But it's the people, it's the charismatic leaders, it's the materials, it's the places of association that contribute to that. And we have evidence where we've seen a little bit of convergence with the gangs. We have a higher African-American prison population that is being converted. And we've seen this come out onto the streets in terms of convert mosques coming up in the different communities as well.
Thank you.